Michael Avery with Classic Business.
Welcome back to the Classic Business Show, brought to you by Altron Technology Partners in your digital transformation journey. For more information, visit them at altron.com. Altron, there when it matters. Well, it's time to go offshore with Mark Wertman, CEO of Unum Capital, who's built a trading platform for Classic Business listeners to begin trading offshore. You can head on down to trade1027.co.za. Evening, Mark. Is it too late in the month to mention sell in May and go away?
So we had to squeeze that one in, Michael, before the end of May, because it's one of those classics that everyone rolls up just towards the end of May. And you know, this year, you never know. It could be right, because market looking a little bit toppish, and typically what the old saying says is, it's sell in May, go away, and come back on St. Ledger's Day, which is in October. So, you know, there's a lot of research on this one, both for and against. And in fact, I wrote an article probably 3-4 years ago for Investment Mythbusters, where I could prove both sides of it. So, you know, my feeling is stay invested in the market, just maybe remain a little bit light during that period. But I wanted to squeeze that one in before the end of May for you.
It is interesting, because we shouldn't really be basing our investment or trading strategies on rhyming couplets. But the, as you say, the data backs it up. That period from May to October does tend to underperform other parts of the year. So there is some evidence to back that up as well. But speaking of May, 1,000 days and counting, and still no Brexit.
Yeah, I feel for Theresa May. She finally threw in the towel last week. And as you say, it's now over 1,000 days. And I feel like it's 10,000 days that we've been talking about Brexit, because it's really nothing has happened. And now we have the bookies have Boris Johnson as the favorite to take over in the UK. And basically he's put the line in the sand, 31st of October, you know, they're going to leave with a deal or no deal. So, not sure whether that's going to leave the UK. It just might make the pound a little bit cheaper for the rest of us.
Yeah, especially as Boris Johnson looks to be the bookies' favourites to replace Theresa May. It means we'll have two tangerine men as the leaders of the world's superpowers, and more uncertainty that will bring into the market. You sent me a very interesting story about the Winklevoss twins. Now, for anyone who knows the Facebook story and Mark Zuckerberg, they'll certainly ring a bell. What's happening with Zuckerberg and the Winklevoss twins?
Yeah, so interestingly enough, it seems like Zuckerberg has reached out to the twins because they are known experts in the cryptocurrency space, and it looks like he's wanting to launch his own global coin and mainly for WhatsApp users to transact. So it's a token. It looks like they're going to be assisting him with it, and shortly you might see that Zuckerberg has his own cryptocurrency out there.
And using the Facebook communication channel, that is WhatsApp, because they own WhatsApp, very interesting that. I do note that everyday use of WhatsApp is increasing. I certainly use WhatsApp. It rivals my email now in terms of business communication. So that's one to pay attention to. We're also going to be chatting to the founder of the Valour Exchange, which is part of Michael Jordan's crypto exchange business. Sometime next week, I believe. So we're going to be looking a little bit more at the crypto exchange market in the country. On the trade front, not too much to report. I know Donald Trump is with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in Japan at the moment. Have you picked up anything from Trump's Twitter feed?
Not really. I mean, it seems he goes all the way to Japan to say the same diatribe that he's been saying at home. So nothing more to report there. You know, more veiled threats about more tariffs. China then responds by warning people to not take on the yuan. And this reminds me of, and you've probably got a long memory as well, 1992, where Soros took on the British pound.
Oh.
And gave it a bit of a smack. So, you know, when governments start talking about supporting their currency at certain levels, you know, I think sometimes traders line them up at those levels. But they've said that they believe that they'll intervene, and anybody who trades the currency above the $7 level might get hurt. So interesting to watch that one.
As we know, Trump has always been suspicious of the Chinese as currency manipulators. So that is an important issue to watch. And we also had the issue of Chinese A shares that are now increasing in terms of the MSCI emerging markets rebalancing. I want to talk to a very interesting point that you sent me in your note earlier today, and that's Cannabis World Congress Expo. And I mention it as well because this morning I facilitated a cannabis event for the Mail and Guardian here in Johannesburg, and it's amazing to see the evangelical fervor with which some of those true believers who see this as the miracle crop talk about cannabis as a way for us to solve the land problem, to disrupt industries from packaging to, how's this, even cars, Mark, you know, the panels that go into the Mercedes that are manufactured down in East London have a certain hemp component, and that hemp we import from the Netherlands. Absolutely crazy, when we could be using our very own hemp grown in the Eastern Cape. It is the Ducker Belt for a well-known reason.
Yeah, I was never a convert, and then unfortunately, one of my dogs got very sick. My vet prescribed medicinal cannabis for my dog, which was which eased a whole lot of pain and seemed to assist. So, you know, I'm a little bit more of a convert. I do keep the cannabis ETF on my radar, and it looks like if you've got Martha Stewart, which is a well-known name, I mean, if it's backing you and backing the industry, then, you know, there'll be even more converts coming online.
And there was a note out from the Department of Health in the Government Gazette last week, Thursday. It effectively deregulates certain components of the cannabis plant, those with the cannabinoids, so to speak, not THC, and that speaks to the medicinal use, the oils that you probably would have used for your best friend there. So interesting to see how more and more the plant itself is being deregulated. Perhaps the psychoactive components of the plant, the THC, still remains in sort of criminal territory if you're dealing, certainly not if you're using privately, according to the Constitutional Court. But I still remain skeptical. We're going to have to see big changes at the UN globally, and the way it is recognized by the International Narcotics Council. That was just a bit of insight from that event today. Lastly, you saw some very interesting opportunities in the tech space as well. Now, Tencent, I think, will be very familiar to listeners because of the NicePass connection. The other one is Baidu, and they're part of the back connection, aren't they? Baidu, Alibaba, and Tencent. Let's start with Tencent. It's watched closely by many South Africans, as I said. You see an opportunity opening up here.
So this is very much a technical play from our technical analyst, Les Davies. Yeah, there was a gap, and I'm happy to go and put an article up on trading a gap. But a gap is pretty much in the price data when the price data opens up, you know, historically. And strangely enough, price does tend to come down and fill a gap sometimes. So he sees a price gap at about 3.11. We think we'd rather wait for a bit cheaper than that. But about maybe 2.97 to 3.04 is our buying level. Currently trading 3.25, so you're going to have to fill in your hands a little bit there. Clearly, if the stock pulls back, NASPERS will pull back with it. And then you mentioned Baidu as well, which is really the Google of China. Mm. This stock is trading 25% down just this month, and 60% off from all time highs. But we still think it can come cheaper, and we currently trading 114. We think there's an opportunity around about 93. So those two. Those two are not my stock picks for tonight, but they are on my radar for the next week or two. I'm going to keep them there. Our two new trades are NVIDIA, because I don't know if you've noticed, Bitcoin's just gone rampant again. I have no idea why. You know, suddenly we've traded from $5,000 or $6,000 to suddenly up to $9,000-$10,000. And typically what happens then is the guys that make the chips that go on the graphics card that are used for mining of cryptocurrencies, their stocks tend to follow. And NVIDIA hasn't followed, and there's this massive differential opened up. So we think there's definitely an opportunity to trade that relative. So NVIDIA is one of our buys for tonight. We want to be buying it at sort of 144.5. And we think the target there, it's been as high as 192, so I suppose we could get maybe 180 on this.
That's a very interesting trade. Then your second trade really plays into the military-industrial complex, doesn't it? The Raytheon Company.
Yeah, so I'm running a bit scared. So we've got 11 trades on. We're up on three. We're down on three. And we're flat on the others. I thought we're only 41% exposed in this market in our portfolio. So I thought let's get a little bit defensive. So my analyst has come up, as you say, was Raytheon, which is a defense contractor. Trading on a relative PE basis versus the market, quite cheap. We think entry there, 178. There's 10 buy and 2 hold ratings on this from the analysts. So we think let's buy a little bit of defense there and get some protection.
Now, our question from the website this week is the fact that we've been adding several trades during the last month. What about the cost of trading? Can you just explain brokerage rates for us?
So fortunately, overseas, trading is a little bit cheaper than trading in South Africa. We tend to have minimum costs. So every time you trade in South Africa, you're normally paying 100, 150 rand sometimes to make a trade. But overseas, fortunately, because costs are much lower, we don't have to worry too much about the costs of doing a lot of trades. So typically in the US, you'll pay cents per share. It's one of the anomalies. So typically you'll pay somewhere between 1 and 3 cents per share. So if you buy a couple of shares, it's not really going to cost you much on your trade. The rest of Europe is more on a basis point. So, and basis points are, you know, 0.1 to percent to maybe 0.2% is typically what you'll pay in these trades. So you always need to take that cost into account when you are doing an active trading portfolio.
And cost will certainly be a feature of the panel in a short while as we zoom in on exchange-traded funds. In the recent Salto Awards, that was Mark Wertman, CEO of Unum Capital, with this week's offshore investment feature. Let's cross to Kathleen Hope for the traffic.